The acting chairman of the Green Party, Andrzej Liszka, has been confirmed in the post at a Green Party conference, defeating two other contenders by a large margin. While the new Green Party leadership believes it now has enough support to curb internal infighting and address waning voter support, leading the party to success in the next elections will be an uphill struggle. Jan Richter has the story.
Thank you.
The newly elected chairman of the Green Party, Andrzej Liszka, thanked the party conference for support in Brno on Saturday. After a six-month term as the party's acting chair, he received 170 out of 252 votes, defeating his nearest rival Matej Stropinski by a landslide. After the vote, the new Green leader told Czech Radio it was his vision that had persuaded the delegates.
I have to say the number of votes I received was a pleasant surprise for me, because I did not expect such massive support and so strong a mandate. I appreciate it a lot, and as I said in my thank you speech, it's not a mandate for me, but for the concept I presented here, and that concept won.
After the general elections of 2006, former leader Martin Bursík took the Greens into a coalition government and began to pursue a liberal rather than core environmental agenda. This led to the party's near collapse when two of its MPs joined the opposition in the lower house of parliament and eventually helped topple the government in March this year. The Greens' manifesto, as presented by Andrzej Liszka, a party with a strong anti-corruption message and a serious reform drive, might have won at the party conference. However, it no longer seems to attract much popular support. Despite backing from former President Václav Havel, polls repeatedly suggest the Greens will not pass the 5% threshold needed to enter the lower house at the next general elections. And political analyst Jiří Pehe believes the weekend's conference did little to change that.
I think that many voters who abandoned the Greens and who would maybe consider voting for them again wanted to hear a different message than what they heard at the Congress, where Mr. Liszka said that the Green Party is a centrist party which will choose its coalition partners depending on its priorities and so on. This was a rather vague message. I think that many voters who abandoned the Greens wanted to hear that the Greens this time around, if they make it into the parliament, will behave in a more principled way.
Green leader Andrzej Liszka admitted on Saturday that the party spent too much time and energy on infighting. The 6 months left before next spring's elections will show whether he is able to leave all this behind, or whether under his leadership the party will sink into insignificance.
And that report on the fading fortunes and the future hopes of the Green Party was by Jan Richter.